This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. And Joe, we've got a report coming out from the USDA today, but what are we looking at with the trade in the grains?
Mixed, quiet, same as all week, really leading up to these big numbers, the January crop report, not just one crop report. We've got the regular WASD update, and that's topical. A lot of focus on what's going on down in the southern hemisphere. We could see revisions for the trade and production numbers for Brazil or Argentina, also Russia, Ukraine, a lot of moving parts around the world. But this January update is usually known for being our next opportunity to see revisions for last year's crop yields here in the U.S. They took a month off, the government analysts did, in December. It wasn't since November that we had the last yield updates. They were both lower in November, soybeans surprisingly so. Somewhat though, that report in November lost within the election week. We have to remember the timing of it all. So now it could generate more interest if we continue to head in that direction. That seems to be the feeling heading in for most analysts, that we would see some fractional reductions to yield. But we'll see about that. Beyond the yield updates and all of the global numbers, staying here at home, we've got a grain stocks update. So we'll see about demand in the previous quarter. We'll know more about winter wheat seedings as well. A winter wheat seedings report out today, same time, 11 a.m. Central. A look at a market that has been going lower again this morning, all of the wheat contracts down here. We do have a split trade, though, corn trying to perk up behind soybeans that have some upside leadership with the March contract back above $10 for now.
We will have a check of the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2025 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye. Be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. And you can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn up 1.25 at 4.57 1/4. March soybeans up 4 3/4 at 10.03 3/4. March soybean meal down 2.30 at 2.97 even. March soybean oil up $1.42 at 44.18. On the Merck, February live cattle up $1.17 at 198.77. January feeder cattle up 2.70 at 271.92. February lean hogs up 62 cents at 82.40. Class 3 milk is up a penny at 20.43. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.